A single drop of light drifts in an ocean of darkness, timeless, boundless. It is nothing, and yet it is everything. This is where it begins. Before form, before thought, before time itself, there was only the void, a place of perfect stillness, where no motion, no awareness, no possibility could exist. And yet, deep within, something stirs. A question, a whisper, the first flicker of movement, of potential. And with that, the first cycle begins. Now, imagine for a moment, you are that flicker. You are that drop of light waiting to awaken. Let's begin. For an eternity, there was nothing, but even nothing must change. A shift, a ripple through the silence. The stasis cycle ends and the threshold cycle begins. A boundary forms, dividing what is from what could be. Beyond that veil, the first movement, chaos, wild and untamed, spirals into existence. Chaos is not one thing. It is everything and nothing at the same time. It is here and there, present and absent, conscious and unconscious. It is infinite energy, moving in all directions at once, never still yet, never fully formed. Chaos is the source of all creation, yet it is also the force of unmaking. It is raw possibility, waiting to be shaped. It is every thought that has not yet been spoken, every action that has not yet been taken. It is what was before all things, and what will remain when all things have passed. It is not evil. It is not good. It simply is. Then, from chaos, something new emerges. The singularity. A single point, infinitely dense, containing within it the essence of all things to come. For an eternity, it remains. A paradox of infinite energy compressed into stillness. And then, it expands. The singularity bursts open, spreading its essence outward. Time begins. Space unfolds. The raw energy of the singularity stretches into the vast unknown, forming the very foundations of existence itself. But expansion alone is not enough. Without structure, all would collapse back into disorder, swallowed by chaos once more. And so, another force awakens. Heka, the Great Weaver. It moves through the remnants of the singularity, gathering the scattered fragments, shaping them, pulling order from the abyss. From its efforts, something vast and intricate emerges, the first great structure of existence. The net. The net is not a place. It is not a world. It is the fabric of reality itself. It is an endless, interwoven lattice, stretching across existence, binding all things together. It is the cosmic web upon which universes will be built, through which time will flow, and upon which the cycles will turn. Within the net, patterns emerge, systems form, and in time, awareness flickers into being, and so, the foundation is set. The next cycle begins. A deep vibration hums through the emptiness. The net pulses, guiding energy into new forms. Movement takes shape. The string cycle begins. Vibrating strands of energy weave the fabric of existence, forming the fundamental forces, gravity, light, the very laws that will shape all things to come. From these strings, particles emerge, colliding, combining, becoming something more. The quark cycle gives way to the atomic cycle, and from this, matter is born. Gas clouds swirl, stars ignite, and worlds begin to take shape. Reality, once only a concept, now stands firm. Planets awaken. They are not mere stones drifting through the void. They are beings in their own right, conscious on a scale too vast for most to comprehend. They form ecosystems, nurture life, and set the stage for the next great evolution. From the dust of ancient stars, something new arises. Life. At first it is small, fragile, just a single cell drifting in an ocean. But life does not remain still. It grows. It changes. It adapts. The biological cycle unfolds and simple organisms become complex. They learn to move, to sense, to survive. Then something extraordinary happens. The anthropogenic cycle begins. One among many rises above the rest. No longer driven by instinct alone, this new being begins to ask why. It does not just survive. It builds. It thinks. It dreams. Civilizations rise. Stories are told. Knowledge is passed from one generation to the next. beings begin to see beyond their immediate world, to ponder the stars, to wonder about what came before and what will come after. And yet, despite all their progress, something lingers in the back of their minds. A question, a calling, a whisper from beyond. Because this world is not the final stage. The body fades, the world dissolves, and yet, you remain. At first, the spirit does not immediately transcend. It still lingers within the anthropogenic cycle, moving through the second half, a process of reflection and transformation. Here, the spirit is no longer bound to the physical, but it is still tied to the lessons of its former life. Some spirits remain close to the world they knew, clinging to the echoes of their past existence. Others pass through the process of life review, understanding what they have learned and what still remains undone. Only when a spirit has resolved what it must, when it has risen beyond attachment, does it step beyond the anthropogenic cycle and into the guardian cycle. This is the first stage of ascension. The spirit is now untethered from its former life, but is still not complete. It is like a newborn in a new world, aware yet uncertain, learning once again what it means to exist. Some souls wander for long periods, adjusting to their new state. Others are drawn into the currents of higher cycles, guided by those who have come before. As they grow in understanding, they take on a new purpose, to guide and assist. Some become what many know as guardian spirits, aiding those still walking the path of physical existence. But even here, they are still evolving. Their task is not yet finished. Eventually, through continued learning and refinement, they will move into the integration cycle, where all fragments of self are united, bringing the soul into its wholeness. As the soul moves beyond the guardian cycle, a new phase begins, one of integration. A soul is not always whole. Throughout its journey, it has left pieces of itself behind, fragments scattered across lifetimes, across parallel realities, across dimensions. Every life lived, every lesson learned, creates imprints. Some parts move forward, while others remain locked in old experiences, still unresolved. The integration cycle is the process of reclaiming those fragments, gathering the scattered pieces, and merging them into a singular, unified being. It is here that a soul confronts its entire existence. Not just one life, but all lives, all experiences, all versions of itself. It is not an easy process. Some souls resist it, unwilling to face the totality of what they have been. Others embrace it, allowing themselves to evolve into something greater. Those who succeed emerge whole, their consciousness expanded beyond individual identity. They are no longer merely a person, nor a singular soul. They are an entire story woven together. And for those who complete this cycle, another step awaits. Not all souls take the same path after integration. Some return to the material, choosing to live once more. Others ascend into the net, drawn toward the role of keepers and maintainers of balance. The netter do not appear fully formed. They, like all beings, must journey through the cycles. Before they become stewards of the net, they too begin as fragments of light, wandering through the struggles of existence, learning, evolving, and refining themselves. They experience life, death, and rebirth, just as all souls do. They know joy, pain, triumph, and failure. They walk countless paths across countless realities until they rise beyond the limitations of individual form and memory. But there is a difference. Some souls, when given the chance to move beyond, choose to stay. They do not seek escape. They do not wish to dissolve into Zeru just yet. Instead, they dedicate themselves to maintaining the net, ensuring the cycles continue without collapse, without corruption. They do not rule. They do not command. They observe. They repair. They guide. They are the ones who mend broken nodes in the net, stabilizing distortions when imbalances arise. They step in when cycles falter, not to interfere, but to ensure that all things continue as they should. This is not a reward. It is a choice. And those who choose this path become something more than they were before. They become netter. Among the many who ascend into the net, there are those who stand apart. Beings of immense awareness, intertwined with the chaos cycle itself. They are known as the Ennead, the Nine. Each of them was once like any other soul, beginning in the lower realms, passing through the cycles of life and death, ascending beyond the anthropogenic and ethereal cycles. They mastered the integration cycle, becoming whole. They stepped into the netter cycle, choosing the path of balance. And yet, even then, they did not stop. They continued beyond. Where others found completion, they sought understanding. Where others accepted the structure of the net, they gazed beyond it, into the fabric of chaos itself. What they found changed them. Each member of the Ennead embodies a fundamental force of existence. They do not create reality, nor do they govern it. Instead, they are woven into it, reflections of the very principles that drive the cycles. They are not gods. They are not rulers. They are living concepts, born from the journey through the cycles themselves. Their awareness stretches across universes. Their presence is felt, but rarely seen. They do not command, but their influence ripples through all things. Even the Netter do not fully understand the Ennead. They only know that these nine were the first to ascend beyond the net, the first to touch the true nature of chaos, the first to witness the full breadth of existence. And yet, even they continue to evolve. Because no being, no matter how high, ever reaches the end of the cycles. Even the Ennead must continue forward. Even they must return to zero and begin again. All things return to zero. The expansion reaches its peak. Time ceases. Matter dissolves. And from the great stillness, a new cycle begins. Nothing is ever lost. Everything continues. Zero is not an ending, nor is it a beginning. It is pure potential. A state beyond existence and non-existence. A realm where all that has ever been and all that will ever be exists simultaneously. It is the collapse of form, the dissolution of cycles, the infinite canvas upon which new existence is painted. From this place, the singularity will emerge once again, a new expansion, a new net, a new story. Everything repeats, but nothing is the same. Every iteration is different. Every return brings something new. And so, the cycle continues. You have moved through these cycles before. You are moving through them now. Every challenge, every joy, every moment of growth is part of something greater. You are not just one life. You are many. You are ancient. And you are becoming more than you have ever been before. But the question remains, where are you now? Are you repeating old mistakes? Or have you learned? Are you holding on to anger, or have you embraced forgiveness? Are you resisting change, or are you stepping into your highest potential? The cycles will always be here. The choice is yours. Will you rise? Will you move forward? Or will you return to try once more? Only you can decide. Existence is vast, eternal, and ever-changing. And yet, in all that vastness, you are never lost. You are part of something greater, a story without end, a journey without limits, a cycle that turns, not to trap you, but to set you free. And now, as you stand upon this path, as you face the next step forward, remember, this is your journey, this is your cycle, and the choice is yours.